This is serious. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of the Frisco Report. It's just going to be me today. Mike is busy work out of town, so I'll give this a shot here. Lone Ranger mode, all right? We are in cap mode, though. But we're talking about this game here. Cowboys, this is a must win. They should win this game against the Jets. They will be on the road, all right? So just to take a quick preview of this game, all right? Who's who? Who are the Jets, you know? And how do they match up against the Cowboys? So, you know, just looking at this statistically, the Jets, they have the overall number 32 offense in the NFL right now. That's terrible, all right? So, the Cowboys have to exploit that. You know, when given the chances to exploit weaknesses of other teams, the Cowboys have had issues. They tend not to fully exploit and put their foot on the neck of the opponent. They need to do it in this game. They got to get back on track. So, Jets, number 32 offense in the league. That's terrible. Cowboys, number one in the NFL. That is very surprising, considering some of the issues that we've had. But, Cowboys have been able to move the ball. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot. If they can clean up the penalties and turnovers, this could be a totally different conversation as far as a must win. We might even be, 5-0 right now. But a lot of drive-killing penalties have really, really put the Cowboys behind the eight ball. Passing, the Cowboys are number four in the NFL. That's not surprising. The Jets are 32. All right, so that's terrible. They're not able to move the ball. Now, this has been without Sam Darnold. You know, they've been playing with Luke Falk, terrible backup. So, you can just imagine they are what they are. They're a bad team. You know, how much would Sam Darnold help them? We'll see. All right. Running, Cowboys are number six in the NFL. That seems about on par for what they've been doing lately or over the last couple of games. The Jets are number 30, which that is kind of surprising considering that they signed the big ticket free agent, Le'Veon Bell. But, I think they've fallen so far behind that they've had to abandon their running game. You know, and that's kind of what's been happening in their games. If you look at Le'Veon Bell's statistics, he has yet to crack, 100 yards in a game. He hasn't even cracked 75 yards. The most he's had this season was in week two versus the sorry Browns, and that was 68 yards. All right, so interesting there. Okay, let's look at the defensive side of the ball. Cowboys, number six overall defense in the league. That might be surprising to some. That bend and don't break defense, they sure bend. They bend a lot. I said they bend like a fruit roll-up. And it's true, but they do, for the most part, or especially early on, they're able to keep the opposing team out of the end zone. But getting a little bit exposed here in their last two losses. The Jets are number 12. That's kind of surprising as well. So the strength of the Jets is the defense. All right, their pass defense, the Cowboys are number 9. Jets are number 21 in the league. Run defense, the Jets actually have a better run defense than the Cowboys. That's surprising. Number 7. All right, and the Cowboys are number 13, excuse me. Now, CJ Mosley, they're one of their other big ticket free agents from the Ravens, a solid linebacker. He's listed as doubtful for the game, so that will be an even bigger help for the Cowboys running attack. But still the Jets are pretty stout with the run. Okay, so the game plan. What is going to be the game plan? Adam Gase has had success against the Cowboys. All right. When? You might be asking when. Well, it was in 2013 as the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. That shootout at AT&T Stadium. I was at that game. It was a heartbreaking end. It was like 51-48 or some crazy crap like that. But Adam Gase was able to, exploit the defense and get on them. So not much has changed defensively, the philosophy of the defense. He is familiar with it. And then if you look at the offense, some of their weapons here, if they're able to get some of these guys on track, it could be an interesting game. They signed Jameson Crowder. He gave the Cowboys a lot of headaches when he was with the Redskins. And they have Ty Montgomery, backup running back to Le'Veon Bell. He was a bit of an issue for the Cowboys whenever we played the Packers. So that'll be interesting. But defensively up front, they're pretty good. Leonard Williams, Henry Anderson, Jordan Jenkins, the corners, not that good. Jamal Adams is probably, the main one there. That's their star safety, big hitter, and that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see what the Cowboys do in this game. We are expected to get Antoine Woods back. We might even get Tyron Smith back. If I were the Cowboys, I would probably see if you could hold Tyron Smith back one more game, give him another week's rest, because you should be able to handle this team here, all right? They have to win this game. If you cannot beat the Jets with a rusty mono Sam Darnold with the number 32 offense, something is terribly wrong with the Cowboys. So I'm expecting a win. Okay, no doubt about it. I'm expecting a win. It should be a big win. The Cowboys have had pretty good games against bad teams, and they need to do that. They need to stack points. Really, they need to get their momentum back. They need to get their swagger back, because that last game, it took them 3 quarters to wake up. All right. And they're going the wrong way. We've been talking about the Cowboys getting out to an early start. And it was 1 quarter. Then it was 2 quarters to wake up. Then it became 3 quarters to wake up. So they're going the wrong way. they need to get out to an early start and go ahead and do it here against these New York Jets. They're a bad team. They're 0-4. They have yet to win a game. We don't want to be the team that gives them their first win with Sam Darnold coming back. Excuse me. That'll be a big black eye for the Cowboys. And just bad momentum going against your hated rival, Philadelphia Eagles, which will be at home at AT&T Stadium. But win this game, Cowboys will be up. They'll be 4-2. That sounds a lot better. If you can take care of business with the Eagles, make that 5-2 going into the bye week. You got a little bit of momentum there. You got the fans back on track, and this team back on track. And that's what needs to happen here. All right, there's a lot of question marks still with this team. Is it the same old same with Jason Garrett? Are we gonna make a run? Are we pretenders? What are we? Okay, so. Are we searching for our identity? All right. Are we a run team? Are we a passing team now? What are we? Bend, don't break defense. That is something that we know that we are, unfortunately. Why bend? I've been talking about this for a while now. Why bend? All right. Be a little bit more better in your tackling, And there needs to be some more accountability there. All right. We can't keep giving passes to Marinelli and Chris Richard. But a win against this team, we'll get a lot of things back on track. Winning cures everything, all right? Losing does not. We know that for a fact. But that's just a quick preview. Statistically, the Cowboys have the edge here. Talent-wise, the Cowboys have the edge. Coaching-wise, you would think the Cowboys have it. You had a 9-year vet with Jason Garrett, head coach. Rod Marinelli has a lot of experience. He's got a Super Bowl ring with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Chris Richard as well, Legion of Boom. It's time to wrap everything together, man. And enough is enough. No more excuses. Make tackles. Be physical. This team is not physical enough on defense for my liking. And offenses will tee off on that. You know, even the worst offenses will tee off on that. So let's see what the Cowboys do. Let's hope for a win. Continue to like and subscribe to this podcast. Remember, you can hit us up on iTunes, Spotify, especially the Podbean app and the Google Podcast as well. So make sure you give us a follow. You can hit me up on YouTube. I'm at Cowboys Blog. And my co-host Mike, he's not in right now, but you can hit him up on Dallas Cowboys News. All right. You can hit him up there. So continue to like this, and we really do appreciate it, guys. Peace.